Well, you know, the sky today was gray and ominous. Seemed like a great time to listen to some very dramatic music by Mozart. That's the overture from Don Giovanni here on Kansas Public Radio. Sir Charles Mackerras and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Destiny is off today. She'll be back tomorrow for Classics by Request. And in this hour, Leonard Bernstein conducts the Military Symphony of Franz Joseph Haydn. That's in about 10 minutes. Showers and thunderstorms after 11 o'clock this morning. Pretty breezy out there this morning with occasional showers. Temperatures near 73, and the big storms expected to arrive tonight. Support for classical music on KPIR comes from One Day, One KU, the 24-hour giving campaign on April 28th and 29th from noon to noon, benefiting the University of Kansas. More information at ku.edu/OneDayOneKU. Well, next up, it's by the grand old man of music, Georg Philipp Telemann, who lived to the ripe old age of 86, which took some doing at the time he lived. Here's a trio for recorder, oboe, and continuo. We'll hear Allegresse in a performance in the KPR Live studio. From the Kansas Public Radio live studio, that's Lawrence's own Allegresse and a trio for recorder, oboe, and continuo by Georg Philipp Telemann. 9:23, Thursday morning, Daryl Brogdon in for Destiny today. Thanks so much for joining us. Later in this hour, another overture, The Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss II. We'll see how things go with the Baron in about 30 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy. Tonight at 7 at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org. Speaking of tonight, looks like some possible heavy rainfall tonight. The low about 50, chance for precipitation tonight, 90%. Some showers possible today after about 11 a.m. Here is the Symphony No. 100, known as the Military Symphony of Franz Joseph Haydn. It gets that name because of the kettle drum roll that you'll hear in the symphony. Leonard Bernstein, the New York Philharmonic, on KPR. The Symphony No. 100, the Military Symphony of Franz Joseph Haydn, played here on KPR by the New York Philharmonic, led there by Leonard Bernstein. News from National Public Radio, that is ahead in 10 minutes, as classical music continues on this Thursday morning here at Kansas Public Radio. We do have a chance for rain, mainly after 11 this morning, breezy south winds 15 to 20, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, possibly even some severe storms. 68 degrees here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, 66 in Topeka, 68 in Kansas City. Say, do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR News possible? Well, that's a no-brainer. You do. The great music and the in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Won't you keep these great programs going by doing your part today? Head over to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member. Thanks so much. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. We'll be right back. And from 1886, the Gypsy Baron Overture by Johann Strauss II on KPR. Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. This is about a guy who marries a gypsy girl who, it turns out, is the daughter of a pasha and heir to a, wait for it, hidden fortune. About a minute before 10 o'clock, the news is next from National Public Radio, and the classical music continues throughout the day. I'm Daryl Brogdon, here for Destiny today. She'll be back tomorrow for Classics by Request. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And KU Theater and Dance, presenting the Laramie Project, about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town. April 24th through 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. The news is next.
Phoenix, Arizona sits in the heart of the Sonoran Desert. While known for its extreme temperatures, 3D tech scanning lasers found it secretly teeming with life.
Here's what I love. This saguaro is growing. This is showing over 8 inches of growth in 1 year.
I'm Rob Schmitz, discovering lush desert life and all things considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is today and every weekday, 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available wherever you get your podcasts. And the Dole Institute of Politics, where Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host The Pursuit of Happiness, April 29th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. The time is 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump today is saying the U.S. military will attack any boats putting new mines in. From member station KQED, Guy Marzorati has more.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra has seen the biggest rise in the polls since Swalwell's exit.
California is going through a crisis, and we need someone who knows how to govern in crisis.
Billionaire investor Tom Steyer argued big businesses are afraid of his progressive platform.
The people raising the cost for California don't want me to be governor.
Republican Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco found common ground criticizing Democratic leadership. For NPR News, I'm Guy Marzorati in San Jose.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 20 points. The NASDAQ is down 23. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is your place to find classical music and NPR news. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio. One of the greats. That's the Grand March from Aida by Giuseppe Verdi, played here on Kansas Public Radio by the Cincinnati Pops, conducted by Eric Kunzel. 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for joining us here at KPR. I'm Daryl Brogdon. In for Destiny today, she'll be returning tomorrow for Classics by Request, so get your requests in right now. Later in this hour, some pastoral music by Rafe Fun Williams, In the Fen Country. That's at 10:45 this morning. Well, the temps are in the 60s. There is a chance for some showers after 11. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some possibly severe. It's 68 degrees in Topeka, 68 here in Lawrence, too. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Well, next, it's the Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony of Howard Hanson. This was commissioned by the Boston Symphony and premiered by them in 1930. We'll hear a recording by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra led by Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio. What a gem. That's the Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony of American composer Howard Hanson, first performed in 1930 and played here on KPR by Leonard Slatkin and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. In about 15 minutes, a news update from National Public Radio. The classics, of course, continue throughout the day. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Spring Enchantment, featuring Elgar, Pierce, and Mozart's 39th Symphony, all by candlelight. Thursday, April 30th, at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. Hey, hope you'll join us tonight for Classics Live when K-State piano professor Slavomir Dobshansky and Nicholas Doles will perform music by Schubert, Debussy, and Philip Glass. That's tonight at 7, Classics Live on KPR. Here's one by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Now, when he was a student at Cambridge, he spent much time walking the Cambridge countryside, and that sort of inspired this next orchestral impression. He calls it In the Fen Country. Adrian Bolt and the New Philharmonia Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It ends so quietly, I'm never quite sure it's done. That's In the Fen Country by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Adrian Bolt and the New Philharmonia Orchestra, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. Where support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd at 6:30. That's tonight. More at Dole Institute, or that's actually, that is tonight at 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Phoenix, Arizona sits in the heart of the Sonoran Desert.
All Things Considered is today and every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the Laramie Project about the murder of Matthew Shepard and its impact on a college town, April 24th through the 26th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And Panda Pediatrics, from newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. It's a minute past 11 o'clock, and the news is next on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. Heroin and LSD, moving medical marijuana to Schedule 3, puts it in the same category as some common prescription painkillers. This is NPR News, live in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. In partnership with the Arbor Day Foundation, Subaru and its retailers will have distributed 165,000 trees since 2025. Subaru, more than a car company. This is Kansas Public Radio, your place to find classical music and NPR News from the University of Kansas. The time is 11:04. There's a little minuet to start the 11 o'clock hour. It's by Beethoven, the minuet in E-flat, performed by pianist Yano Yando. Hey, thanks for joining us for the classics this morning on KPR. Destiny, of course, is away today. She'll be back tomorrow with Classics by Request. I'm Darryl Brogdon with music of Johann Christian Bach, featuring violinist Isaac Stern and flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal. That's ahead in 15 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net. It's 11:09, and we'll turn next to something by Richard Wagner, the overture from Tannhäuser. This is Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra on KPR. Pretty dramatic stuff. That's by Richard Wagner, the overture from Tannhäuser. We hear the Philadelphia Orchestra, Eugene Normandy, here on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come this morning, we'll hear the Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky. Get to that about 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Spring Enchantment, featuring Elgar, Pierce, and Mozart's 39th Symphony, all by candlelight. Thursday, April 30th at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.org. Well, Jeff Watson will be your host for the classics this afternoon, as he is every weekday from 12 to 3, and today, Debussy's famous Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. And one of my favorites, Respighi's Botticelli Pictures. That and much more is on the menu this afternoon, 12 to 3, classical music, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music from the Bach family now. This is a trio for flute, violin, and cello by Johann Christian Bach, played by violinist Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, and lutenist Matthias Spetter on KPR. Kansas Public Radio with a trio by Johann Christian Bach, performed by violinist Isaac Stern, flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal, and the cellist Mstislav Rostropovich. Coming up on 11:36 on this Thursday morning, hope your day's going great so far. It's a little weird outside with gray skies, lots of wind, chance for rain this afternoon, possibly some severe storms tonight. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Well, to finish up this 11 o'clock hour music today, it's the famous Firebird Suite by Igor Stravinsky, composed in 1919. This is a recording by the Oregon Symphony Orchestra, the conductor James DePriest, on KPR. Igor Stravinsky's The Firebird Suite, here for you on a Thursday morning at Kansas Public Radio, the Oregon Symphony Orchestra, led by James DePriest. NPR News up next. Jeff Watson's on deck to bring you the classics this afternoon from 12 to 3, and then at 3, All Things Considered. Watch out for that weather. There is a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this morning and continuing into the evening when heavy rainfall is a possibility. Chance of rain tonight is 90%. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Sulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com. NPR News just ahead here on KPR.
Phoenix, Arizona sits in the heart of the Sonoran Desert. While known for its extreme temperatures, 3D tech scanning lasers found it secretly teeming with life.
Here's what I love. This saguaro is growing. This is showing over 8 inches of growth in 1 year.
I'm Rob Schmitz, discovering lush desert life and All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is today and every weekday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We are KPR from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, marking its 80th year. The nonprofit press publishes books in American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More at kansaspress.ku.edu. And the KC Chamber Orchestra presenting Spring Enchantment, featuring Elgar, Pierce, and Mozart's 39th Symphony, all by candlelight. Thursday, April 30th, Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral. Tickets at kcchamberorchestra.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. President